Only one in every 71 New Zealand social media posts is harmful, incorrect information, says a study commissioned by the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. I think the researchers were a bit surprised. But we worry about the harm in those posts and talk about them, and we possibly worry more at the moment about what is happening to mainstream media with the heavy job losses proposed for News Hub and TVNZ. Research New Zealand has been polling on this, and its managing partner Emmanuel Kalafatelis joins us. Morena, Emmanuel.
Morena, Jim.
As usual, you used a nationally representative sample of 1,000 New Zealanders 18 years and older. And what did you set out to ask them, please?
We gave respondents an introduction. Recently, it has been announced that News Hub, the news operation of TV3, will stop at the end of June this year. Although fewer people are now using television to get their news, some people say that this will significantly reduce the choices New Zealanders have, including in terms of getting local or national news and news from different points of view. So with that introduction, we then went on and asked them to tell us how important to them they believed it was that there be a range of different television channels from which they were able to get their news and current affairs. And then building on that, we then asked them to tell us how important it was that they got local or national news from television, and whether it was important to them that they got local or national news online and on other digital platforms.
How many people said that they wanted a choice of television channel?
I think it would be fair to say that the result is a resounding result for those in favour of wanting choice. Over two-thirds, 67% of all our respondents said that when it comes to the news and current affairs, it's important to them that they have a choice of television channel. In fact, over one in every four, 29% to be precise, said that this was extremely important to them. 17% said that this was unimportant to them.
What about when it comes to local news and current affairs, Emmanuel?
Again, a resounding result. 75% said it was important to them that they got local or national news and current affairs on television. And a similar proportion, 74%, said it was important to them that they got local or national news online or on other digital platforms. People aren't making a forced choice here. They're saying to us, well, actually, what I'd like to do is be able to get my local or national news either on television or online, depending on my situation at the particular time that I want to access the news. I think that's a really important result.
Before we get to demography, what about trust in news and whether people are losing trust in it? You polled on this as well. Can you summarise those findings, please?
Not surprisingly, the one thing, if you want to call it that, that filtered to the top in terms of a concern was the spread of fake news and misinformation. Over three quarters, 78% of all our respondents said that they were concerned about that. And I guess in a roundabout way relating to that, high levels of concern were also expressed for news quality, and we define that as being in-depth analysis and news not being dumbed down. 64% said they were concerned about that. And generally, 62% also said that they were concerned about a falling trust in the news in general. And given that these are reasonably high levels of concern, in our opinion, it emphasises the importance that people are placing on having choice of television channels, and also the option of being able to get local and national news either on television or online and other digital platforms. It avoids a situation where basically we as New Zealanders are simply getting our news and current affairs from one main source, albeit a state-owned one.
Also says, doesn't it, that we want serious news, but of course, we click on the trivial, and that's why the trivial has increased in volume. But a firm mandate a firm mandate for a choice of TV news, even firmer support for television as a source of news. And did younger people agree with that, Emmanuel?
What we expected to see, because a lot of people are talking about how television, and particularly live television, isn't as important in our lives as it perhaps was a few years ago. And so what we fully expected to see was that the younger people in our survey were less in favour of television for a start, and having choice in terms of television channel when it came to the news. And when it came to local news and current affairs, more interested in accessing that online or in other digital platforms. And much to our surprise, we found that that wasn't in fact the case. That, in other words, young people, and we define them as 18 to 34, were just as interested in getting their news on television as were older people in the population, and similarly just as interested in getting their local news and current affairs on television as they were online and on other digital platforms. Television isn't dead in the water. That's what I'd like to say.
No, that's right. But nevertheless, the stats seem to show that young people are watching it less, but they still want it there, yeah?
Yeah, this is the surprising thing, that they still want it there.
And I now get, I don't know about you, but I now get news feeds popping into my email with some stories that are fine and others that are not. There's one feed that just seems to contain hyperbole designed to get you interested. There simply aren't teams of trained reporters across social media checking facts and abiding to codes of practice. That's the thing, isn't it?
That's something that I'm professionally unable to comment on. But as a consumer of news, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've got a question to ask about the spread of fake news and disinformation. The thing is now that what you might call left and right, although that's an insufficient sort of description, there are two sides, basically, of belief on major issues, and both of them accuse the other side of fake news. And presumably your poll reflects the complexity of that situation, even though you couldn't ask people individually what their beliefs are. So again, although tons of people accuse mainstream media around the world of bias or having default settings in their reportage, at least it's fact-checked. I mean, you may see, especially overseas, mainstream media picking and choosing what they report on, which you can call bias, I suppose. But what's reported on is, by and large, responsibly reported on. And that's the problem with the diminution of television, isn't it? I know I'm not telling you anything new, but right there is the issue here.
That's right. And as you know, that was the number one concern, the spread of fake news and misinformation. But quickly following that was their concern with news quality. And I think you're absolutely right on that one. The fewer choices we have in terms of where we get our news and current affairs, and particularly the fewer choices that we have in terms of recognised choices, then we will be in a situation where we're getting more fake news and misinformation potentially. And generally speaking, the quality of the news and current affairs we get will diminish, and in turn, trust in the news in general.
So the takeaways, if you can call it that, and surprising ones, as you said, the support from younger people in particular, and among all New Zealanders, that they want two channels worth of television news. They're the takeaways, basically. It's interesting, your results.
And particularly in terms of the age-related results.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining us with those very interesting results.
Thank you, Jim.